It's 21 to 10. And our next guest is, well, let's play a little bit of a Who Am I here, because I'm a big fan. Recently turned 25, actually on the 19th of December. Third in the world in her chosen sport. How about this for Busy? Just launched a book, The Lifestyle of a Champion. I've left out a couple of words there because it's a Who Am I. Just announced an engagement and more recently launched a foundation in Martin Place to encourage the next generation of young people, in particular young women, because she is one of a number, many in fact, great Australian female athletes who've been emerging and have been outstanding this year and taken women's sport to a new level, thankfully, and inspired so many young women in Australia, including my cousin's daughter, whom this next guest gave a surfboard to. That's how generous and inspiring she is. Sally Fitzgibbons, I'm so pleased to welcome you to our show. Thanks for coming.
Good morning, Bill and Anne. Thanks for the very kind words.
I don't know where to start, Sal. I mean, we might go backwards a little bit here because the latest thing you've done in a very busy year is launch the Sally Fitzgibbons Foundation in Martin Place. That was just a few days ago. Tell us all about it.
Oh, it was so fantastic. To be down in Martin Place is a pretty iconic location, and just being a country kid and up in the big smoke, it was sort of like a dream come true to be on a platform like that and sort of launching something so close to my heart. Like the Sally Fitzgibbons Foundation is just looking to, you know, like energise and power like future generations just to get outdoors, get active, like, but keep it really, really fun.
So I think you've got a goal. You want most kids to exercise for at least 30 minutes a day. They're not doing that now, are they?
Oh, that's the short end. I'm just sort of looking to the dream like Sal, I guess, inspiration was because I want the kids to go out and dream big and kind of follow those dreams. But then looking at the acronym, it stands for Drop Everything and Move, like just release 30 minutes a day. And just like with the family, with the kids, get down to the beach. If you're not by the beach, it's the parks. It's even indoors. If you can't get outdoors, it's just looking at your surroundings and going, what can I do? Kids, let's go. Drop everything. Let's go. Let's move.
You did that as a kid. Obviously, that's part of the reason you're so good at what you do now. But do you reckon people are scared to let their kids run around? What is it?
Yeah, well, I guess I've just been so fortunate. I've grown up here down at Jarrah. That's where I'm talking to you from this morning. And I've been very blessed. But, you know, every morning I wake up, that alarm clock goes off, whether it's 4 a.m. or just now when I came back in the door, and I put the shoes on and I just run. I just start running around like our headlands, our coastline, and I feel so free. Like, it's not running because I have to make a certain time, but that's sort of a natural given that you will get better and, you know, better at the training. But it's just, you run down those hills and you feel free, and, like, you just, you don't kind of think, oh, what do I look like at the moment or who's watching? It's just for the pure love of it.
But also I think, you know, you're trying to say, let's try and make this fun here. I mean, I've got a young daughter. Well, she's in her 20s now. That's young to me. But she likes to get fit by doing something, by playing something. She's not big on jogging and training and that sort of boring stuff, and neither am I, to be honest. But to give people ideas, young people, ideas to actually get fit while just having fun.
Yeah, well, I think the latest sort of, I guess, phase is that, yeah, everyone wants to go out and be healthy, but it's very rigid. It's very like, go to the gym, grab your green juice on the way home.
Sounds like work.
Yeah, it sounds like a chore. And it's more like, oh, like, let's go down and run along the sand with the dog and go for a swim, or, you know, grab a couple of friends and go, oh, I'm going to run to my friend's house or jump on the bike, or just like use it to get from A to B, or do something more like a game, or just involve more community style training.
Fantastic. Now, you've got a book out too, because you're not busy enough. It's called Live Like Sally, The Lifestyle of a Champion Surfer. Now, this is, you know, it's not, I'm guessing, going to make us all champion surfers, but it is going to make us live a bit more of a healthy and a happy life.
Yeah, that's for sure, and it's just like the first step in bringing to life this sort of vision I've had for a long time now. And it was a very, very small team, niche group that worked on the project, and it was just putting pen to paper, and I really wanted to use a lot of visuals in this book, and, you know, even so it kind of translated across a lot of age groups, and you can just pick it up, and there's a lot of tips and tricks and just ways to get active, a few recipes in there. So it's, yeah, a bit of a holistic sort of look at my life and a bit of a snapshot up until now.
Now, Sally, I've spoken to you about this a number of times before. You've been so close to winning the world title, and yet not quite, and this year you suffered great adversity, burst eardrum. You know, it's been a crazy year. So how do you rate your performance this year, finishing third? Is that actually a greater achievement than it might seem?
Yeah, I think so, because I look at my time on tour. This is my seventh year, you know, I guess driving towards that world title dream. And it was a few near misses that put me just out of the race towards the end there. But I looked back at the year, and it was kind of that year for milestones for myself. And just the incredible feat at the Fiji Women's Pro, it's just, I guess, showing to myself that, hey, you can just overcome anything. Like, to come back from the perforated eardrum, have to wear the helmet. There's just so many different, I guess, unique aspects to the year, and I just kept pushing through, and that was due to the support of my family, my loved ones, everyone supporting me around the world. They were kind of just willing me on. Even at that last event, I couldn't win the title, but they're like, you're our world champion next year. So, like, just that encouragement, just it feels so good and just means the world.
Someone else who just missed out after a pretty eventful year is Mick Fanning. Have you guys had a chance to chat yet?
Oh, I haven't been able to touch base with Mick. He's just an absolute inspiration and a true Aussie, I guess, legend in sport. But not only just the crowns and titles that he's won, just as a person, you see how much adversity he overcame this year, and just a loss. It was so tragic how it all unfolded. And yeah, he didn't win the world title in the end, but he's such a champion, and I'm just so honoured that he could oversee parts of my career and just be able to offer advice and an ear to listen. And so I just wish the family and everyone involved, like, all the best and thoughts and prayers.
Sally, now to the crisis in your life. This is going to be agonising in 2016. You've recently announced your engagement to Trent Merrin, your worst half. And he's decided to go. He knows how much you are a Saints supporter through and through and through and through and through. He's going to play for the Panthers next year. I don't know how you're going to resolve this. I'm looking forward to it, though.
A lot of debate over the family dinner table lately, and
I'm surprised he's at the dinner table.
No, but he's taken up the challenge to go over there to the Panthers, and just a new chapter in his career. And I know the team there and everyone involved are having a fantastic pre-season. And I know I am divided. I still got the love of the Dragons. They're the home team. But got to follow the hard deal. I got to get out there, and I'll be supporting a lot of the Panthers games this year.
I can't wait for the reaction when he gets smashed, taking the ball up by some St. George player. I don't know what you're going to do. You're going to have to stifle a cheer or something.
I'll be cheering all the way, and I do. I just love being attached to how hard they work and to his journey, and I think I have a good feeling. I think it's going to be a really, really great season for them out west.
Well, I think you've done a lot to inspire his career too, Sally, and indeed so many others. You're a champion no matter what happens from here on in, but I know you will win that world title soon, and we really appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you so much, guys, and just everyone out there, remember today, just start with that first simple step. Just have a 30-minute sort of exercise session at some point, and a Merry Christmas to everyone, and thank you guys for giving us a call.
You too,
Sally. What a girl.
Oh,
I just love it to bits.
She is one of the leaders of a team, so to speak, of young women I've had the pleasure to work with this year on my television show, and as guests. They are so inspiring. They're articulate. Wow. They're intelligent. They not only that, they're great performers and great role models. And I think the young women of Australia today don't have too far to look to find any number of women to look up to. It's great.